modern medicine, a chiropractic miracle, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WML 91.5 FM. The morning after my daughter was born, my chiropractor, Dr. Condon of the Andover Spine Center in Andover, Massachusetts, came to check her neck. Now, some people wondered why this would be necessary, but understanding the importance of chiropractic and the stress of childbirth on the baby, I was glad he came. Today's guest, chiropractor Scott Patton, knows firsthand the healing power of chiropractic. Dr. Patton is the author of Health Beyond Medicine, A Chiropractic Miracle. When his infant son's life was threatened by a medical condition that the hospital physicians couldn't diagnose, Dr. Patton took matters into his own hands. Dr. Scott Patton, D.C., MSATC, is a chiropractor, certified athletic trainer. He holds a master's degree in management of sports injuries and was the first chiropractor invited to present research before the International Scientific Congress in Greece at the 2004 Olympics. Dr. Patton, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
That was the best introduction I've gotten yet.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're
great
welcome.
Great to be on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you know, Dr. Patton, I loved your book. It's so full of such great information. Now, I was really moved by the story of your son, Nicholas. If you can share that with the listeners.
Of course. My second child was born, and born healthy, just like most babies are. Mm-hmm. And at about 2 days old, we noticed that he had a little bit of labored breathing, and his fingernails were turning blue. And we brought it to the attention of the nurses, and they knew something was wrong, so they kind of monitored him. But as the pulse ox, which is the oxygen saturation rate of the blood, began to drop to dangerous levels, they put him in the ICU, and they were giving him oxygen. As a parent, that's terrifying.
Oh,
absolutely
my God.
Terrifying. Right. And when he was in the ICU, he was treated by the best of the best specialists. We were really impressed with them. There were pediatric cardiologists, pediatric brain specialists. They thought it might be seizures. Pediatric respiratory doctors, gastroenterologists, and all of which did very, very detailed tests, very thorough tests, and it totaled $16,000 worth of tests.
Wow.
That's what was submitted to insurance. We have the records, and all the tests were negative, and that was the frustrating thing. And the final straw was when at one point the doctor said, well, the neonatologist in the ICU said, all these specialists are saying that everything is fine. This is the problem I had with the system. And I quoted, we're going to assume that this is acid reflux. And we were dumbfounded. And we said, acid reflux? And you're going to assume acid reflux in a at this point he's about 4 days old. In a 4-day-old baby? But, you know, when you're in the hospital, you just don't know, and you just want to trust, because when you see your kid sick and turning blue, you don't ask any questions. You say, fine. And then we said, okay, do what you got to do. They put him on this drug cocktail, you know, targeting acid reflux, which, of course, didn't work.
Right.
So they changed the cocktail. But at that point, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I don't agree with the by-default diagnosis. And I've adjusted hundreds of little spines in my own office, and the only reason why I haven't adjusted his little spine is because when he turns blue, you don't say, let me adjust him. You hand him over to the specialist, say, save his life. Please don't let my son die. But yet, after all these tests, we knew that they were going down the wrong road. And any, you don't even have to be a doctor. Any person with any common sense would know that they're going down the wrong road. The unfortunate part is a lot of people wouldn't know to get him adjusted. A lot of people wouldn't. They would get frustrated. And so I picked him up out of the ICU bed, adjusted his little tiny spine, and all of his health problems went away. Completely stopped. And meanwhile, they thought it was the drug cocktail. When they released us from the hospital, they gave us instructions that he has to be on this medication for acid reflux for a minimum of 6 months. After 6 months, you can, whatever your pediatrician decides. Well, when we got out, we talked to our pediatrician, and this is another beautiful thing, is that our pediatrician, who's an MD, is very holistic and open-minded, and she agreed with us. She said, I really do believe a lot of these problems start with the spine. And I said, and this was the true test in her philosophy, I said, if you really agree with us, you'll be okay with us taking him off the medication, because we know it was the adjustment that got him better, period. And she said, well, okay, give it a try. Now, meanwhile, the hospital sent us home with this massive piece of machinery that would monitor him every night. It would monitor my baby's pulse ox. It would monitor his breathing, his heart rate. And we had to hook him up to these wires every single night for 3 straight months, just to make sure. Now remember, and she said, if he has problems, take the acid reflux, take the medication. Which of course we said sure. Mm-hmm. Now guess how many times? Guess, take a wild guess. How many times that machine went off? And meanwhile, now before you answer that question, understand this: we took him off all medications.
Yes.
After the day we left the hospital, he was off all medications. Guess how many times that machine went off?
I'm gonna guess none.
Correct. Correct. And so, that's what inspired me to write the book. I never intended on writing a book. I don't have the time. I thought, and I really wrote it for the people who have children or themselves who aren't getting the right answers, and they just want to. They want other options.
Yeah. No. Now your son's doing fine ever since then, right? I mean,
never been on a drug since then, and he's 4.5 years old playing flag football now.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, one of the things I loved about your book, well, there was many things, is that it really helps describe why chiropractic is so important. And you say, quote, the chiropractor approaches diseases as a disruption of the flow of the innate, which is causing not only the disease but the symptoms themselves. What is the flow of the innate?
The flow of the innate, have you ever heard of the Chinese referring to qi?
Yes.
Okay. Qi is the energy that goes throughout the body. And when they put a needle in, they're trying to balance the qi. They're trying to balance your energy. Well, what chiropractors do is they're trying to express that energy. When a nerve gets pinched, the energy that goes along that nerve root is diminished. And so wherever that, whatever the target is of that nerve root, of that nerve that comes out of the spine, is mm-hmm. going to have problems. Here's a perfect, for instance, is irritable bowel syndrome. We've all heard of irritable bowel
yes.
syndrome. When the nerve, when somebody has a pinched nerve in their low back just at the right level, just like, you know when you get a pinched nerve in your neck and the neck
mm-hmm.
spasms because the neck's a muscle? Well, the intestines are muscle, too. So, obviously, when that nerve gets pinched, the intestines are going to spasm just like the neck does. And when the intestines go into spasm, you get constipation because nothing moves. And when you get that adjusted, just like when you get your neck adjusted and the neck spasm goes away, your intestines kind of calm down. And lo and behold, when the person comes into my office for, and any other chiropractor's office for that matter, for low back pain, they didn't put down that they had constipation, but yet their constipation goes away in the first couple of adjustments. And the problem is, and the people are surprised themselves, the patients, because they say, my gosh, I've been on diuretics, you know, for 5 to 10 years.
Oh.
Nobody's ever told me about this. And the problem was, and to answer your question in a really roundabout way, is that when you take diuretics, all you're doing is you're just addressing the symptom. The symptom isn't constipation. That's the problem is the pinched nerve. And
mm-hmm.
so by giving a diuretic, you're addressing the symptom, not the cause. By adjusting your spine, you're addressing the cause, which
yes.
takes away the symptom.
Yeah. You know, another thing that you say that just ties in with what you just said from the book, quote, the very trusting American public is being misguided down the same symptom-based path year after year. You will wander aimlessly on an endless search if you continue only treating symptoms, and I assure you that you will never find health. You must realize that true health comes from within. And then you talk about true health as well. And is that part of the party? You talk about the life force, are those all connected?
They're all connected. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And how would you describe true health when everything's flowing and there's no subluxations? And I know what that is. People call it. Listeners, if you can explain what subluxations are.
Subluxations, just like it described when the nerve gets pinched in the low back and causes that intestinal spasm, that's a subluxation. A subluxation is basically the misalignment of a vertebra that causes a nerve to be pinched in the spine. Oftentimes when people come in for migraine headaches, their subluxation isn't in the low back like the constipation. Their subluxation is in the upper neck.
Oh, yeah.
And so by just doing a very detailed exam, x-rays, we get a roadmap as chiropractors, and we can actually see the problem. Oftentimes, you can come in as a patient and not even put anything down on input forms. We could pretty much tell you what you're suffering from just by looking at your spine and doing an examination.
Wow, that's fascinating. And it seems like so many people just go if they're in an accident or their neck hurts or their back is sore. Obviously, there's so much more to it than that.
And that's a beautiful thing, too. And that's musculoskeletal stuff. The musculoskeletal stuff is it's a blessing that chiropractic can treat that. And that's why you're absolutely right, Lisa. A lot of people come in for musculoskeletal. And the reason why they come in, they wanted to seek out the chiropractor, it's because the medicine stopped working. I always ask a question to new patients, and I say, they come in for neck pain or back pain. I go, are you taking any medication for this? And they go, yes. And I go, okay, what is it? And they'll go Advil, or they'll go Vicodin, or they'll say whatever. And I'll say, is it working? And I know the answer before they give it, because why would they be in my office?
Yeah.
And they'll, you know, and they'll say no, and that's the first point that they realize that, okay, enough is enough. I've been treating this with medication. Now it's getting scary because the stuff isn't working anymore. And then they open their minds. But a lot of people, Lisa, don't come into a chiropractor's office because they've heard the wrong thing from the wrong person. And it's usually a negative thing from somebody who's never, ever seen a chiropractor or been treated by a chiropractor. And so the greatest part, like when I treat medical doctors, I treat a lot of medical doctors. I treat surgeons.
Oh.
I treat oncologists.
Oh, that's so quick. Uh-huh.
And
oh,
I treat
wow.
their kids. But the thing is, they open their mind, and they just gave it a shot. And once you give it a shot and you realize the benefits, then it's so easy, it's so simple to just give it, to just come and get your adjustments.
Oh, that's great. Now, Dr. Patton, there was a lot we didn't get to, so I'd love to have you back on again in a couple months, if that would be good. I would love to. I have lots of other questions.
Oh, I'd be honored.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so glad. Well, thank you so much. How can people get in touch with you?
They can check out the website. It's www.healthbeyondmedicine.com.
Mm-hmm. And where are you located?
I'm actually in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, fun.
I've got a lot of friends up there in Boston that are listening to the show right now, and I've got an open invitation up there to come and see the Green Monster, which I've never seen, so I
well,
will be
up
in your neck of the
here,
woods.
I'd love to meet with you, so definitely let me know, and I will get in touch with you about coming back on. I want to thank you again. Now, everyone, keep listening, because in a moment we'll be joined by Amy Hendel, the author of Fat Families, Thin Families, How to Save Your Family.